Love the Eagles? Play the new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Players must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. We're back. It's Eagles 360. Time now to hear what this guy has to say about the Eagles and the Falcons on Monday night. It's Glenn's five bold predictions. Let's start it.
All right, well, here you go. Number one, the Eagles are going to put up 38, maybe a 40 spot. Atlanta's defense was about the worst in the league last year, was 31st against the run. They got a new coach, Dan Quinn, who was a great defensive coordinator in Seattle, but it's going to take them a long time. They don't have personnel. Eagles will score at least 38.
Okay, I'm with you on that one.
I'm sure you are.
Here's
number two, and you'll like this one also. The Eagles will have at least five sacks this week against the Atlanta Falcons. Their offensive line is a mess. They made a trade just a couple of days ago to bring in Alan LeVitre, who was kind of a free agent disaster in Tennessee. They're very unsettled. Eagles will, pass rush will be over all over Matt Ryan all day.
And we'll talk to Brandon Graham here in just a few moments about the prospects going against an Atlanta Falcons offensive line that absolutely entitled. Yeah, shocking.
If you see drool coming out of the side of his mouth, it's because he's looking forward to it.
You wonder what Matt Ryan's thinking working behind that group.
Yeah, he's one of the top 6-8 quarterbacks in the league, but he really doesn't have much chance behind those guys.
Yeah. All right, number three.
All right, number three is the Falcons will have minimum of two roughing the passer penalties. I think the concern is everybody's going to go against Sam Bradford this year and try to hurt him, and I think the Falcons are going to try to do it. We're going to see that, and I do think the league will start to protect him
a little bit. Are you suggesting cheap shots on the Eagles quarterback? Is that the tone of the defense?
I am. So what is Spadaro suggesting cheap shots all year until the league steps in.
So what do the Eagles do about that? I mean, other than keeping Bradford, his head on a swivel, understanding that he's going to be a target,
well,
what do you do?
What do you do? You protect him as well as you can. The good thing is he releases the ball quick. They probably won't be doing the kind of handoff where he's as vulnerable as he was in that game against the Ravens. And that's pretty much all you can do.
Sam Bradford over under 25 rushing yards this year.
This year? Yeah, I'll say over 25 this year, but I'll say under 100 this year. I'll say under 20 rushing attempts this year.
All right, let's go. Glenn Mack down number four.
Number four. The player that will annoy you this week for Atlanta will be Leonard Hankerson. Who? Look, they have Julio Jones, and he's great, and he's going to get his share, and he'll probably get 100 yards. Hankerson comes in as their slot receiver. He's replacing Harry Douglas. So I'm a little concerned. It's a spot where the Eagles have not been very good this preseason. I'm worried about Eric Rowe. I'm worried about Nolan Carroll. I think the slot receiver, covering the slot receiver is a spot where the Eagles are very vulnerable.
All right, so number five in the Glenn Macnow bold predictions category.
And you'll like this one, Dave, because the Eagles running backs are going to combine for a minimum of 150 yards. As I said, Atlanta's defense is atrocious. Once the Eagles get the lead, they're going to run the ball. Chip loves to run the ball. So DeMarco Murray's first game as an Eagle and Ryan Matthews' first game as an Eagle, along with Darren Sproles, they will rush for more than 150 yards Monday night against the Falcons. Roll up 40 points. It's going to be a big celebration.
And we will keep track of this when Glenn returns on Tuesday for Eagles 360.
Oh, you didn't,
the day
you
after.
Didn't tell me you were taking notes.
That we're making you accountable for all of this. You can't just throw it out there.
I'm just throwing stuff out there.
This is Eagles 360, pal. We keep people
that's fine.
Very accountable. Glenn, thanks very much for that. When we return to Eagles 360, we go into the studio. Brandon Graham, a starter now, the big contract, and he is hungry to get things going on Monday night.